than to take the wisdom of him. The Apostle Paul, at the end of his life, this is introduction. We won't be in Acts 20 just yet. But at the end of his life in 2 Timothy, when he went to Timothy, and Timothy was in Ephesus pastoring at the time, and that was, Paul knew his departure was at hand. This was the second time he'd went before Caesar, and this time he did lose his life. The first time when he was in Philippi, remember Philippi came over and Epaphroditus came and Timothy came and he was released and he had two more years to go minister. But this time it's coming to an end and Paul knew it. Because if you follow 2 Timothy, he said, my departure's at hand. But this is what he said. He said, I've finished my course. He said, I've completed the course that God has for me. I finished the course. And he said, henceforth, because I've been tried to be faithful, I tried to work for God, henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. Wonderful passage. Paul was ready to die. He had suffered more than any Christian I know had suffered. He had went through the mill of unbelievers, unbelieving Jews, the shipwrecks, the suffering, the stonings. But that was light affliction to him because he knew what was on the other side. But in Acts chapter 20, in verse 22, he's talking to the folks there as he's going to depart him. And he said, now I behold, I go bound in the spirit unto Jerusalem. He said, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save that the Holy Ghost witness in every city. That's all I want is the Holy Ghost to witness, excuse me. And saying that bonds and afflictions abide in me. But then he said, none of these things move me. Neither account I my life dear unto myself, that I might finish my course. There's the course again. But he said something a little different, and that's what I want to focus on. He said that I might finish my course with what? Joy. You know, the ministry can be tough, Pastor Josh. I'm very fortunate. I've had really 9 years of wonderful, wonderful fellowship in this church, and I'm so appreciative for it. But I have some preacher boys who've went through the mill. They call me every week, and so they're ready to resign, half of them sometimes. The gospel ministry can be very difficult. Even Paul said, the bonds and afflictions that abide me. He said, they're there. And the ministry can be tough, Pastor Josh. The ministry cannot be kind at times. There's people who think they know, and maybe they do know more than you know. But there's people who want it done a certain way and you do it a different way. They don't say, well, bless God, he's God's man and we'll do it his way. People don't respond like that anymore. The world isn't easy. I used to enjoy, I still enjoy it, but I used to look forward to going soul winning because we had so many good responses 30 years ago. I used to really enjoy working with kids more than I do now, 30 years ago. Things have changed. The ministry's tough. I say that for us and pastors today, but for the Apostle Paul, the ministry was agonizing at times. Bonds and afflictions. But he said, I'm not going to let that move me. I'm not going to let that bother me. Because I'm gonna finish my course. And he did. But he said, I'm gonna finish my course with what? Joy. I'm gonna love every minute of it. I'm gonna relish in the opportunities to serve God. And I don't care how people respond. I don't care how much battles I face and afflictions that bond me, that come upon me. I want the joy of Christ in my life. And it doesn't say it in 2 Timothy, but I bet you anything. I would guarantee you, Paul said, he could have added that, I finished my course with joy. He loved what he did. So here's what I want to give to Pastor Josh, and listen along with him. How do you finish the course with joy today? How do you get in the ministry and stay in the ministry? I see an awful lot of pastors leaving the ministry today. But you know what even discouraged me more? I see a lot of pastors that are discouraged in the ministry and ready to quit. Man, I wake up every day and say, I have the greatest job in all the world. I love what I do. I couldn't even imagine doing anything else. But not all pastors feel that way. Find it out. Paul said, I want to finish my course. But I want to finish it with joy. I want to be just as satisfied in Christ at the end of my life at the beginning of my ministry. I want to be just as satisfied in what God wants me to do at the end of my life as when I started my ministry. I want that joy of Christ in my life. I want people to see that joy of Christ. So how did Paul do it? He went through more than any pastor I know of could even consider going through. Well, it's laid out for us. I don't think the Apostle Paul said, here's point one and point two and point three, point four. But in his talk, as he normally does, there's so much wisdom. And he said in verse 25, now behold, I know that ye all among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God shall see my face no more. I'm going to go, and I know, you're probably not going to see my face anymore. I know I'm going to die. But here's what he said. This is how I'm going to finish my course with joy. The first one's in verse 26. Wherefore I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men. The first thing I think that the Apostle Paul kept his joy in the ministry, he taught truth with a pure conscience. Hey, can I put that in wording so you can better understand it? He practiced what he preached. He practiced what he preached. Pastor Josh, I'd be very disappointed in you if you stand up and preach about prayer and that your people should pray and that they should pray for God's power and God's will, and guess what? You don't pray. You don't have a time. If you don't pray, don't preach about it. Don't stand up and tell your people about soul winning and reaching people for Christ and reaching out and inviting and then you don't do it. I'd rather see you not preach on it than to preach on it and not do it. Don't tell your people to study God's word and to be involved in God's word and have their devotions and walk with God on a day-by-day basis and all you use is your sermon preparation for your heart preparation. You know the things I'm saying right now? That's what a lot of preachers do. Or should I say, don't do. Oh, it's difficult to pray, folks. But I'm not going to preach on prayer unless I pray. It's difficult to go soul winning. Or at least to hand out a gospel tract or invite folks to come to church, but I'm not going to preach on it unless I'm doing it. That's what I learned from the Apostle Paul. He said, I might not see you anymore, but I'm leaving here with a pure conscience. I've practiced what I've preached for you to do. Boy, that's so key, Pastor Josh. It's for you to practice what you preach. If you preach holy living, then practice holy living. If you preach compassion, then show compassion. If you preach it, do it. That's why Paul kept his joy. That's why Paul, I believe, when his time came in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and his departure was at hand and he finished the course, he could have said, I finished it with joy. Why? Because I practiced what I preached. It's bad enough for a church member to be hypocritical. But I think it's 10 times, 100 times worse for a pastor to be hypocritical. Yet if you could talk with pastors and ask them about their prayer life, their witnessing, you'd be shocked. That's why some of them have lost their joy. Paul said, I probably won't see your face anymore. But I have the joy of the Lord because I take you record this day. I am pure from the blood of all men. He had a pure or clean conscience because he practiced what he preached. Well, you want to be a good parent? Practice what you preach. You know, our young people have a good, I don't know, good reason. Now, I know young people can be strange and wicked at times, and they can just say everybody's a hypocrite. But I know there's a lot of parents who are a hypocrite. They tell their kids not to drink, but you know what? They drink. Tell their kids not to smoke, but you know what they do? They smoke. Tell their kids not to do this, and they do just the opposite. Paul said, not me. I may not see you ever again, but I've got the joy of the Lord in my heart because I know everything I preached to you, I've practiced. I think Paul preached on giving. I bet you, I can't even tell you, and I don't mean to shock you about pastors in the world today, but I know many pastors who take their salary as they could make more in a regular job, and that's their tithe. And so they don't tithe in the local church, but they would tell you to. That's why many pastors today are miserable. That's why Paul said, I'm going to finish my course, Pastor Josh, with joy because I practice what I preach. But number two, real quickly, in verse 27, the second one, he said, I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. Paul taught the truth with a pure conscience, but number two, he delivered the message with conviction. He taught the whole counsel of God. Preacher said this week, he said, I know of a pastor who has 12 sermons. He just entitles them a little different and preaches them a little different, and that's all he preaches, those 12 sermons. Because that's what he likes to preach, and it doesn't take long to prepare them. I tell you what, you, Pastor Josh, you better preach the whole counsel of God. Everything. Everything. That's why I determined, and I know some, I'm not criticizing anybody, and some of you probably don't care for it, but I determined when I got into the gospel ministry as a preacher, not as an assistant, but as a preacher, I was going to preach through books of the Bible. It's probably the influence of J. Vernon McGee in my life. My grandpa, I'm going to blame Grandpa Noble for it. But I just decided I was going to preach because you know what? When you preach through a book, you preach through it. You know what? In 2 weeks, I'm going to cover election. That's the last thing I would choose to preach about. But I'm going to preach about it. You know why? Because it's there. And I'm just going to take it verse by verse. And I'm going to declare everything that's in there. If it's good, if it's bad, if you like it or you don't like it. Because I will stand before God one day in how I taught you the Word of God. Now, I'm not going to make it as slow as I go. But it was my goal when I came here to preach through the whole Bible. I wanted to preach through every book of the Bible and then I was going to retire. If I do that, I'm going to be at least 99 years of age. Yeah, at the rate I'm going. But I wanted to preach it all. Because I'll stand before God one day. And Pastor Josh will stand before God. And if you only teach what you like to teach, you'll stand before God for that. Because Paul said, I can finish my course with joy. Why? Because he delivered the message with conviction, the whole counsel of God. preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season, Paul said. He delivered the message with conviction. He preached the whole counsel of God. But number three, he kept his joy. In verse 31, it says, therefore, watch and remember, by the space of 3 years, I cease not to warn everyone, nay, and day and night with tears. Paul shared the truth with compassion. He taught the truth with a pure conscience. He practiced what he preached. He delivered the message with conviction. He preached the whole counsel of God. But he shared the truth with compassion. I warned everyone day and night with what? Tears. I had a preacher that said something to me probably 40 years ago, maybe 35 years ago. He said a lot of people, and he was a pretty successful preacher. He said a lot of people ask me why I'm successful in the ministry. And I was interested to hear what his answer was. I mean, you know what he said? He said, I believe God's given me some success in the ministry, some success in the ministry. He said, it's because of the wet spot in the corner of my eye. I never forgot that, folks. The wet spot in the corner of my eye. Boy, I know people hurt. You know, I made a commitment that when you hurt, I want to hurt. When you cry, I want to cry. When you rejoice, I want to rejoice with you. But I want to be compassionate. I want to have a heart that presents the word of God, but in not such a way that I tear you down, but in such a way that I build you up. And the Apostle Paul, Pastor Josh, said, I cease not to warn everyone day and night with tears. Boy, there's going to be a time where you say, shed tears for your people. I hope you do. I hope you shed tears in joy. I hope you have tears of sadness. I hope when they lose a loved one that you come alongside them and they see that wet spot in the corner of your eye. Paul said, that's what I did. Now, I don't think it was every day and every night he went to everybody. But what he was saying there, he says, when people heard it, were hurting, I hurt with them. And I warned them of the direction they were going, but I didn't do it to tear them down. I did it to build them up with, because there was that wet spot in the corner of my eye. You don't know how many times some of you have been prayed for and the tears come down my face. I said, I know what you're going through. I know what you hurt, and I hope I convey that message to you. That's what Paul did. That's why he said, I want to finish my course with joy. I want to love it as much at the end as I did. And you know what? The Apostle Paul, you know when Ananias came to him and gave him his eyesight back after the road to Damascus? What did God tell Ananias? Anybody remember? You need to go tell Paul at how much he's going to what? Suffer for my namesake. That was the first message as a born-again believer Paul got. That Ananias said, I come to tell you how much you're going to suffer for God's namesake. So Paul knew it from the get-go. He knew it. He knew it was going to be hard times. He said, I want to finish my course. I want to stick to my course. I want to stick to what God's called me to do, but I want to do it with joy. I want to finish with the same joy at the end as I have at the beginning when he received the Lord Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. Paul said, I want to love the ministry as much at the end as I do at the beginning. Then without even knowing it, I think he told us how he does that. He taught the truth with a pure conscience. He practiced what he preached. He delivered the message with conviction. He taught the whole counsel of God. But number three, Paul shared that truth with compassion. He rejoiced when his people rejoiced. And he hurt when his people hurt. But there's a fourth thing. And you'll go down to verse 33. He said, I've coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel. Yea, ye yourselves know that these hands have ministered unto my necessities and to them that were with me. Paul said, I've lived the truth without coveting. There's a key, Pastor Josh. You know, you found this out. You worked for a secular company, with Larry's company. You made more money there than you did what you're doing right now. And every time you worked overtime there, you know what you got? Time and a half. You can work all the overtime you want to hear, and you get nothing except what God gives you. Paul said, I'm coveted. You know what? He didn't even take any money. Now, he had some folks. Remember Philippi sent him some money? And you know what he did with that money? I guarantee you. You know what he did with that money? He invested it right back into the ministry. You know when he was a tent maker? Through my research with the Apostle Paul, you know what he did with all the money he made tent making? He gave it to his fellow workers. That's why he said in verse 34, ye yourselves know that these hands have ministered. I just took what I had to have for my necessities and to them that were with me. I think he gave most of his money that he made being a tent maker to those he served with to take care of their families. Paul said, I've been in the ministry a long time. And I've coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel. You know what he said? He said, I'm just simply satisfied with what God's given me. I'm just satisfied. I'm convinced of this. If Paul had another job or took another job, he would have been very successful in what he did because he was a motivated individual. I think he would have been a very wealthy man. But he said, I'm okay with that. I've coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel. Man, it doesn't bother me that there's some folks in the church that are wealthy as all get out. And they have nice, well, I guess they don't have nice cars, but they have nice buggies. They have this nice and this nice, and they have this and this and this. You know what Paul said? Praise the Lord. He said, I've coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel. Pastor Josh, if you go to your first church, I hope you do what I did here. I told the men, I don't know if they remember this, I don't care what you offer me in salary because if God wants me here, I'm coming. And if God doesn't want me here, then it doesn't matter how much you offer me. I'm not coming. The salary isn't what matters. The thing I need to know, did God want me here? God has blessed me so many ways. And honestly, I thought I made a ton of money until I talked to the other pastors at Kobiak. I'm on the low scale, and I love every minute of it. I hope I can say I have coveted no man's silver and gold and apparel because God has provided for every single one of my needs. That's what Paul said. So Paul said, he could have said it like this. I know life's going to be hard. God's already told me that. I'm going to suffer much for his name's sake. And already, it's been a battle. But he said, I'm not going to probably see you anymore. Who knows? I may end up going to Rome and be killed. And he did go to Rome, but he didn't get killed that time. It was 2 years later. But he said, I just want to finish my course with joy. And then, amazingly, he told us how he's going to do that. He simply said, I'm going to teach the truth with a pure conscience. I'm going to practice what I preach. He said, I'm going to deliver the message with conviction. I'm going to preach the whole counsel of God. And then Paul shared the truth with compassion. He shed tears for the people he served so faithfully. And he was going to live the truth without coveting. He said, I coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel. I'm completely satisfied with everything that God's given me. And if I need it, God will give it to me. That's what Paul said. And that's how he lived. But I can promise you this, Pastor Josh, your life will not be as hard as Pastor Paul's was. You will not face what the Apostle Paul did. I would think that. But on the mission field, anything's possible. But you can have as much joy in the ministry when you're old and going to retire as you have serving God right now. If you'll remember these things, practice what you preach. Preach the whole counsel of God. Share that truth with compassion. And live a life without coveting. And I will make you a guarantee. If you'll do these four things that the Apostle Paul did, you will finish your course with joy. Boy, it's a great truth. That's why the Apostle Paul's my hero. You say, but I'd be interested to see how he lived today. Wouldn't it be interesting? I think there wouldn't be a lot of difference in Paul. I think he'd go from church to church. And if we gave him a love offering for coming to a church, you know what he'd do? He'd invest it in the next church. Just as long as his necessities are met. And preach? You couldn't handle his preaching, probably. He would preach you the whole counsel of God. But he'd practice what he preached. And he, you don't think of the Apostle Paul as this, but I think he was one of those compassionate men you would ever meet in your life. He loved people. People are going to be your biggest problem, Pastor Josh, but people are the whole reason you minister. Teach them with compassion. And some having compassion making a difference. I think God has put his hand upon Pastor Josh. I think he truly is called. He has a servant's heart. And I watch him with kids. And I've seen him for years with the kids at Faith and Warren. I've seen him with the kids here. He loves what he does. And I want him to have as much joy at the end as he has today. The Apostle Paul in Acts chapter 20 told us how to do it. Take heed and put that in your life. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the Apostle Paul. What a great example. I could go to no greater preacher than Paul. Thank you for his example. He told us how he was going to finish his life with joy. He's going to practice what he preached. He was going to preach the whole counsel of God, that when he stood before God one day, he had no regrets. He was going to share the truth with compassion. He's going to love people. And he was going to live the truth without coveting. Julie, I'm